Welcome to Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman, the podcast for accomplished Black women ready to stop surviving and start thriving. I'm your host, Natasha Riley, licensed therapist and founder of Javer Integrative Wellness Services. This is where we move beyond talking about change to actually creating it. Every episode gives you practical tools to build a daily pleasure practice because you've already proven you can achieve anything. Now it's time to learn how to enjoy it. Ready to bridge the gap between knowing and doing? Let's dive in. Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. I am so glad to have you here. If you are new here, my name is Natasha Riley. I am a licensed professional counselor, and I talk all things pleasure, self-care, and rest for high-achieving Black women because I am one, and I had to do this work, and it's hard. And I want you to know that it is possible, even though it's hard, and you're not alone. And if this is your first time listening to this, we've got over 100 episodes for you to listen to. So no need in feeling like you're out of place. You're exactly where you need to be. And you can always go and listen to those episodes. If you are an OG here, I appreciate you coming back. The numbers are numbering. This is so exciting. This is so exciting. I appreciate y'all so much. I love y'all. Now, before we get into today's episode, you know that I'm going to direct you over to our 7-day self-care series. This is a free series. You will get an email every day for 7 days, which will help you build the foundations of self-care. When you look at your social media, when you're looking at messaging, it all says that self-care has to be this big, grand, high financial thing, and it doesn't. You have to have the foundations. You have to be grounded in self-care before you go up and do all the rest of the things. So go ahead and sign up for that. Thank you. Now, today's episode is for the woman who keeps saying yes. And every single yes costs her something she cannot quite name. Amen. You said yes to the committee, yes to covering someone's shift, yes to hosting, yes to the extra project, yes to babysitting, yes to can you just, yes, 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 yes. And now you are depleted in a way that going to bed at night, a good night's sleep, isn't going to fix. It's just not going to cut it. Even though you are capable, friend, even though you genuinely, genuinely care about people, friend, even though yes is supposed to feel good. And for you, it used to feel good. Even though you can do all of these things, somewhere along the way, your yes stopped belonging to you. And today we are going to be talking about what happens when you've said yes so many times out of fear, out of obligation, out of habit, that you can't even find what you actually want anymore. We're going to talk about getting your yes back. So sit back and enjoy the conversation because I know this is for you. So let's talk about compulsive compliance. This really is just saying yes, not from desire, but from the inability to tolerate what comes with a no. And this is extremely common in high-achieving women, those that are people pleasers, that are perfectionists, especially Black women who've been conditioned to be dependable, capable, and selfless, which is most of us. Nothing is wrong with you for being in this space. Nothing is wrong with you for recognizing yourself in the things that I've shared. This didn't happen because you're weak. You're definitely not weak and you're not a pushover. It happened because at some point, saying yes became the safest and the smartest option for you. It helped keep the peace. It helped protect your position. And it made you valuable in spaces that may not have welcomed you otherwise. So understand that sometimes yes is necessary just for survival reasons. There are certain things that we have to go through. We just gonna have to go through it. There's nothing we can really do about it. But there has to be some type of balance. You can't be a yes man all the time. And so let's talk about what this looks like in real life. So agreeing to things and immediately feeling this sinking sensation in the pit of your stomach, like you're going to throw up, saying, of course, out loud while screaming internally, nah, I don't want to do that. Feeling resentful of the people that you actually say yes to. This looks like completing obligations on autopilot. Like it's not even a thing that you think about. Like when you're driving and you realize, I don't even know how I got home, autopilot. So you're present in body, but absent in spirit. And not even knowing what you'd say yes to for yourself if given the chance. If I asked you today, hey, what is it that you would want? What can someone do for you? You don't know, because all you know is what everybody else wants from you. Then there is this strong Black woman script, like this cultural element to it. Your availability and your selflessness are proof of your love, your work ethic, and your worthiness. So saying no can feel like a betrayal, whether it's to your family, to your community, in your role at work, in your role in your business. So you keep saying yes, and you keep losing pieces of yourself in the process. It's like a death by a million paper cuts, and paper cuts hurt. They absolutely hurt. So think of every time you say yes, when you want to say no, that's another paper cut. That's another paper cut. How many paper cuts would you have up until now? And some of you all that are listening have been living lives for decades and saying yes for decades when you mean to say no. So just imagine how many paper cuts that is. This exists because at some point your yes became your protection. It became your armor. So maybe the people pleasing keeps conflict out of your home growing up. Maybe being indispensable to everyone keeps you safe in your work environments that they're already side-eyeing you thinking you can't do your job. Maybe you've learned that your needs are negotiable, but everyone else's aren't. And your nervous system has learned that saying yes is safety while saying no equals consequences. That's not weakness. You've adapted to your environment. And sometimes this comes from when you are yay high, when you are super small, and you learn that if you tell somebody no, listen, I need to be real with you for a second. You're here listening to this episode. Maybe you're not alone. You're feeling seen. And girl, that's beautiful. But if you're like most of my listeners, you're going to finish this episode, you're going to feel all inspired for about 10 minutes and then go right back to your regular life where you're still putting everyone first. I get it. I've been there. But here's what I've learned. The gap between knowing what you need to do and actually doing it is where transformation lives. Now, if you're tired of just consuming content about self-care and you're ready to start practicing it, not tomorrow, not next week, but starting today, I created something specifically for you. It's called the 7-Day Self-Care Reset, and it's exactly what it sounds like. 7 days of simple, actionable steps that help you move from thinking about prioritizing yourself to actually doing it. No overwhelm, no complicated systems, just practical tools that work with your real life. You'll get permission to put yourself first, learn to recognize those inherited patterns that keep you stuck, and discover what your authentic desires actually are underneath all the expectations. This isn't about adding more to your plate. I'm not going to do that to you. It's about finally honoring what's already on it, starting with you. Ready to stop listening and start living? Visit javerywellness.com/reset. That's R-E-S-E-T. And let's do this work together. Because the woman who just listens and the woman who actually takes action, they live completely different lives. Now, back to the episode. That you're going to get in trouble. If you tell somebody, no, I don't want to give hugs, and then you get in trouble, and they're like, no, you need to hug this person, and everybody makes a big fuss about it, that does two things. It lets you know that saying yes is safety and that your body does not belong to you. That's a whole different conversation, but those are the types of things that we are taught growing up. And as a mom, I was a mom young. Some of these things I took into my first child that I don't take into my second child. The whole eat your food. You sit at this table and eat your food until you're done. even if you don't want it, right? Like teaching someone that their no in childhood, teaching them that their no doesn't matter. Now there's levels to it when you're a parent, but I'm just trying to get you to see where this started. And it's protecting you. As you get older, it's a protection. So saying no risks disapproval. And for many of us, that disapproval was never just uncomfortable. It could be dangerous. This pattern protects you from conflict, abandonment, being seen as difficult, being labeled the angry Black woman, being intimidating. Let me tell you, I have heard all the time how I mean, how I'm intimidating. And it used to bother me, but it never bothered me enough to want to change. It didn't. Eventually, I just learned to accept that that has everything to do with them and nothing really to do with me. Nothing to do with me. And if you struggle with conflict and confrontation because either A, you never saw conflict and confrontation in your home, so you don't know how to manage it. You don't even know what that looks like. Or there was so much conflict and confrontation in your home that you'd rather just not deal with it because your brain has an idea of what that looks like. This is also protection from that. Or if I say no, I'll lose the relationship, the opportunity, the respect from these people. So the yes isn't really about the request that's in front of you. It's not someone asking you a question and you saying, oh yeah, I can do that. It's everything to do with the times before when the stakes felt so much higher. You didn't work through that, and now that stays in your body. And it's gonna cost you if it hasn't already cost you. When you say yes out of fear of obligation instead of something that you genuinely desire, your yes loses its meaning, especially to you. Over time, you start feeling like a vending machine instead of a person. People come to you, they put their request in, and they expect a yes to come out because that's what you do. That's what you've taught them that you do. And you become available to everyone except yourself. And here's the deeper cost. Let's go deeper with me. When you say yes automatically, your desire goes offline. It's the signal is not there. You stop knowing what you want. You stop trusting yourself and your instincts, and you start to feel hollow on this inside, even in the middle of things going great in your life, a full thriving life. And this is the gap, the one between what your life looks like and what it feels like. So I want you to just sit with these next reflections. Okay. Again, you don't have to answer them right now. I just want you to listen to them, let them land. Don't judge them. And whatever comes up, journal it out. Journal it out. Think about your last three yeses. The last three yeses. Which ones came from genuine desire and which ones came from something else? When you imagine saying no to someone in your life, what's the fear underneath that? What are you afraid will happen? Is there a version of you, maybe younger, maybe freer, who knew exactly what she wanted? What did she say yes to? And what would it mean about you if you started saying no more often? What story do you carry about what that makes you? Now, I can tell you, I enjoy no. I have no problem saying no because I understand with all the things that I have on my plate. So y'all know I've got a family. I've got a group practice that I run. I've got a 9-to-5, and I also want to live my life. So my yeses are a hot commodity because if I'm saying yes to something, that means I have to say no to something else. And there's not always a balance. There's not always a balance. It really just depends on the season. So for example, this since January, I've been putting my head down and I've been going in real hard in my practice. I've been saying yes to certain things that will get me visibility, that will allow me to network with people and build relationships because come June 1st, I'm shutting it down. Like, I'm shutting it down. I am saying yes to all things fun, frolicking, dilly-dallying. I am going to have a great time June and July. So my yeses in that season will change. My yeses will be yes to brunch, yes to going out for the weekend, yes for like a quick travel turnaround trip, yes for a concert, yes for this, yeah, like things that will light me up. And what I will tell you is by saying yes to those things during the summer, during June and July, it fills my cup for the shift in the season that I will have to go into come August when the fall season comes, right? Like I pad my life with hell yes. Anything that could be confusing or, oh, I don't know, or no, I'm like, no, which would, it allows me to do the things that I do. You open up so much more space when you are more selective with your yes, because everything that you start doing in your life is aligned. It feels good. And me, for those of you that know human design, I am a generator that moves from their sacral. I am alive when I am doing things that I absolutely love. Anything else is just draining. Like, it drains my battery immediately. I can feel it from head to toe when I am drained. Imagine how more fulfilling your life can be when 95% of it is the things that just light you up and you desire. You say yes to those things. Just think about it. So this week, I'm not asking you to say no to anything. Now, in some of the past episodes, there may have been some action items where you said no. But for this episode, I'm not asking you to say no this week. I'm just giving you an invitation to notice, to slow down, to pause. Don't be so quick to open your mouth. Before you say yes, pause long enough to ask, is this mine to carry? Is this what I want to do? Does this light me up? Is it a hell yes? Just notice. That's all I want you to do for now. Just notice. Don't judge. That's enough. Again, this podcast can help you understand why your yes stopped belonging to you. It can help you see the pattern. It can help you name it. It can help you recognize where it came from. But understanding why you give your yeses away and actually reclaiming them, those are two very different things. Therapy is where we help you sit with the discomfort of disappointing people without abandoning yourself. Because disappointing people comes with the territory, and it's okay. It helps you untangle which yeses are rooted in love and which are now rooted in fear. It's going to help you rebuild a relationship with your own desires. So your yes means something again. It's not just something that you do. Trying to change this pattern is deep. This is deep work. This is one that's been wired in you for years, decades, sometimes generations. And without support, it can sometimes just create more guilt and confusion. And I want you to know that you do not have to figure this out alone. So if you were listening to this episode and it hit different and you were like, oh, Natasha, I definitely have given away all of my yeses. If you felt seen in a way that made you realize that this goes deeper than just learning to say no, then our clinicians at Javery Integrative Wellness Services work with women like you every single day. Women who are tired of the gap between how their life looks and how it actually feels. So you can take the first step by completing the intake form over at javerywellness.com/get-started. There is no pressure. There is no urgency. I just want you to know that there is a clear next step when you're ready. And if you're not there yet and you like, whoa there, hold on, like that's a lot. That's a lot of hard work. And I'm just not at that place yet. That is absolutely fine. You can go ahead and download our 7-day self-care reset at javerywellness.com/reset. And this is designed specifically for women who are tired of surviving on everyone else's terms and ready to start exploring what thriving looks like for them. So one more ask, okay? If this episode resonated with you, please take 30 seconds of your time to leave a rating and a review. It helps other women who need this message find it. I want to thank you so much for listening to this episode, and I want you to remember, your yes is supposed to mean something. It's not something that you just give out because we just giving it out. Y'all know what song just popped in my head, but I'm not going to do that to y'all right now. Your yes will, it will mean something again. You deserve a life where showing up for people doesn't require you disappearing from yourself. So I love you so very much, and I will talk to you in the next episode. Bye. And that's a wrap on today's episode of Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. If this conversation sparked something in you and you're ready to take action, don't let that inspiration fade by Monday morning. Visit www.jrootwellness.com/reset and start your free 7-day self-care reset today. Because the woman who just listens and the woman who actually takes action, they live completely different lives. Talk to you next week. Bye.